This week, Wisconsin Democrat Mark Pocan and Kentucky Republican Thomas Massie reintroduced legislation in the U.S. House to curb the federal government's dragnet surveillance programs. The Surveillance State Repeal Act seeks to repeal both the Patriot Act and the FISA Amendment Act. Sections of these laws built the legal framework for programs that collect data from the telephone and digital communications of people around the world without probable cause of wrongdoing. Congressman Pocan thinks it's time to dial things back.
Yeah, well, what we're trying to do is not just tinker around the edges like some of the past provisions have been, but this is a complete overhaul of our surveillance system, our state surveillance system, getting rid of the Patriot Act, getting rid of past executive orders, trying to make sure the NSA can't try to coerce software and hardware companies from making things easier to hack. We think you can find a balance between security and privacy, and that both are important, and that we've gone too far with the current law. So that's why we're trying to put this major overhaul of the system in. And Thomas Massie and I hopefully can show you can do it in a bipartisan way.
Earlier in the month, Wikipedia, along with the American Civil Liberties Union, or ACLU, filed a lawsuit against the National Security Agency. The plaintiffs say the NSA has violated the First and Fourth Amendments of the Constitution by tapping upstream traffic, the data from the foundational network of the internet known as the backbone. What makes this lawsuit different from past challenges to warrantless surveillance is that Wikipedia can point to disclosures by former NSA contractor Edward Snowden to support its argument that it has standing upon which to proceed. Ashley Gorski is an attorney with the ACLU's National Security Project.
What's especially important here is that the government has acknowledged that the NSA engages in upstream surveillance and that the NSA is intercepting traffic by tapping directly into the internet backbone. And that changes the dynamic because we can say with certainty that the government has intercepted plaintiffs' communications. Plaintiffs have suffered constitutional harm as a result.
Gorski says the amount of information now in the public domain about ongoing surveillance programs helps neutralize the government's claim of state secrets privilege. California Democrat Zoe Lofgren introduced legislation in 2013 with Congressman Massie, similar to the Surveillance State Act. She agrees that standing has always been an issue for plaintiffs in privacy cases against the government. And while she wouldn't comment on the Wikipedia ACLU lawsuit, she expressed concerns with the effects this surveillance has had on the First Amendment so far.
I do think in a general sense that because of the NSA's activities, Americans feel that their privacy is being intruded upon, and I think free speech has been chilled. And I think that's a very serious problem.
Privacy champions in the Senate like Ron Wyden of Oregon and presidential hopeful Rand Paul of Kentucky wouldn't comment for the story. But Congressman Pocan points to a recent Pew Research study that says Americans have changed their habits on the web as a result of their awareness of mass surveillance. But intelligence officials maintain the programs are legal. North Carolina Republican Richard Burr, chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, wouldn't touch any of the constitutional details of the case, but says his committee has kept a close eye on the activities of America's clandestine services.
I'm not a lawyer, and our committee's not structured for the purposes of trying to determine whether anybody has a legitimate court case. I can only say this, that the committee constantly does our oversight function on our entire intelligence community, and I can with confidence say that from everything we know today, the intelligence community lives within the letter of the law and the letter of presidential executive orders.
The government argues the Patriot Act and the FISA Amendment Act offer valuable tools to protect the public from harm. But because the surveillance programs often fall under the jurisdiction of special FISA courts, the interpretations of those laws used to justify the programs are not public information. FISA courts also approve government surveillance requests at such a high rate that critics call the secretive court a rubber stamp rather than a check on executive power. Wikipedia's co-founder Jimmy Wales says he hopes the federal court hearing his case will rule that the NSA's actions violate the Constitution. But a court order can only go so far without a legislative solution. Meanwhile, the federal government seems poised to expand its digital surveillance programs. The CIA announced a unilateral restructuring push earlier this month. The Justice Department also quietly moved to expand the FBI's authority to remotely search computers via a proposed rule change. And funding for the military's so-called Cyber Command is set to get a big boost in the budget proposal for next fiscal year. Anthony J. Rivera, FSRN, Washington, D.C.